Man, it's good to be in God's house. Amen. Amen. I am just overwhelmed today with emotions listening to people's testimonies and watching everything that this church is doing to bless this community. And I just love the fact how you guys come together and hold hands in prayer and lift each other up and encourage each other. That's what God is calling us to do. It's not about us, it's about Him. But as we serve Him and we do things the way that He asks us to, He blesses His church. And not only does He bless His church, but He blesses the community that the church has been planted in. Amen?
Amen.
Who's excited to be in the Lord's house today? Come on. He's the one that deserves all the praise. He's the one that deserves all the glory. The Bible says that He inhabits the praises of His people. I came here to bring up my best offering today. I came here to bring an Abel kind of offering. You know what I'm saying, folks? I didn't come here to bring a Cain offering. I came here today in the house of the Lord to give the Lord my best. And I'm thankful to know that our God is faithful in that. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Woo, I love the Lord. I'm going to start today in the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 22. I'll give you a moment to find it. Praise the Lord. I feel a spirit in here today of forgiveness. I believe that God's going to lift some things off of people in here today, and I felt the Holy Spirit speak that into me today. It wasn't necessarily what I was going to preach, but I felt God just put it in my spirit. So that tells me that the Holy Spirit wants me to preach that today too. There's some people in here today that need to forgive and need to let go of some things. Amen? Let's start in the book of Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 22. This is what it says. It says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because His compassion fail not." I can get an amen just on that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that. "They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him." To the soul and that seeketh Him. I want to key in on something today, because the good Lord about 3 weeks ago told me to preach this message to this church. And I want us to key in on verse 22, where it says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because His compassion fail not." For a few moments, my brothers and my sisters, I want to preach to you, Jesus' compassion never fails. Jesus' compassion never fails. Will you pray with me? Will you stand in the house of the Lord to pay reverence to our God? If you're a prayer warrior, feel free to lift your voice. We need to lift our voice with a voice of triumph. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You, Lord, for this moment in time that You have ordained. I thank You, Lord, for a church that is giving and faithful to You, Lord. We know that You're the God that sits on the throne of glory. I just pray today, Father, that You put Your miracles in this church, that anybody that's sick in their body today, that You heal them in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that anybody in here today that has any bitterness, that You take it away in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray if there's anybody holding on and harvesting something from someone that hurt them, that today in the mighty name of Jesus, they will forgive that person. Father, I pray that You minister to every heart in here. I pray, Lord, that You minister to every soul in here. And I just pray, Jesus, that today somebody leaves here totally transformed, with a spirit of forgiveness, a spirit of hope, but most of all, Lord, a spirit to serve. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a round of applause for praise. Let's give the Lord a round of applause for worship. We love You, Jesus. We love You, Jesus. We love You. Oh, You're so faithful, Lord. You're so faithful, Lord. Oh, Jesus, thank You. We live in a world that tells us when we fail or make a mistake that we are a failure. We as people are too quick to judge others, too quick to condemn people, especially people we don't like or people we don't understand. I want to let you know that sometimes when you don't like somebody, it's because there's things in them that you see in yourself. And sometimes when God puts a person in our life that challenges us, that's hard to get along with, that's hard to minister to, that's hard to love, it's because He's trying to show us His mercies. Because if we don't show that person unconditional love, then we're not showing them the love of God. And the Bible says that if we don't love our brother and sister, that the love of God is not in us. See, we as Christians sometimes forget what Jesus has really called us to do as a church, as one body, in the unity of faith, in one accord, one mind. If you have the body going this direction and the body's going that direction, what's going to happen? It's going to be out of whack. But when the body walks together, when the body talks together, when the body prays together, when the body speaks godly things together, it's when the unity of faith starts to work in the house of God. And that's why this scripture always sticks out to me, and it's a scripture probably all you Bible scholars already know. And the scripture is in chapter Mark 12:30, and it says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, and there is none other commandments greater than this. Love thy neighbor as thyself." It's not just the people that you want to love. It's not just your neighbor next door. It's the people that you don't like. It's the people in your family that have hurt you. It's the person that walked away from God. It's the person that became an alcoholic. It's the person that became a drug addict. We have been called as Christians to love thy neighbor as thyself. We want people to bless us, but are we going to bless others first? Are we going to give our best to them? The Bible said to love with all of your strength, all of your mind, all of your soul, the Lord Jesus Christ. As you love Him, you should be loving others the same way. This is so important. Because if you don't walk in love, you'll never understand who Jesus is. If you don't walk in love, you'll never understand His sacrifice. If you don't walk in forgiveness, you can't be forgiven. The Bible says, if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. The Bible says, if you judge, the same judgment will be held upon you. See, this is why it's so important to understand our Father's compassion and what it is. It's a deep emotional love that moves Him to act with mercy and forgiveness and care, and He cares for suffering people. We are supposed to have the same deep emotional compassion that God has. And that's why Jesus' compassion never fails. We're going to fall. We're going to fail. But the Bible says that a righteous man falleth 7 times and gets back up, but that the wicked shall get into mischief. When we make mistakes, when we fail, when we don't quite meet the standard, His mercies are new every day. That means that every day that you wake up and your feet hit the floor, the enemy is underneath your feet. And you have a fresh opportunity to get the mercy and the grace of Jesus Christ. You have a fresh opportunity to show your neighbor love. You have a fresh opportunity to forgive somebody in your family that you've been holding on to that bitterness. You have a fresh opportunity to forgive somebody that hurts you. It's because Jesus' compassion never fails. And He's calling us to do the same thing. He's calling us to love unconditionally. He's calling us to forgive unconditionally. When you forgive someone, when you let go, it's like you release something. It's like you release the Holy Spirit into the atmosphere. It's like you release God's anointing. It's like you release God's promises. I can remember when I was a little boy and my dad, he was a drinker, he was a smoker, he was a gambler. And my mom was pregnant with my little brother and we had nothing. We had no food, we had nothing. And one day my dad decides that he's going to leave and he leaves. And I never saw my dad. I grew up as a young man not knowing my dad, not knowing where he was, not knowing if he was alive. But then one day, I was 19 and I decided that I was going to go find him. I was going to go search for him. And I found him. And when I found him, I hugged him. When I found him, I forgave him. I didn't say, "Why did you do that to me?" I didn't say, "Why did you leave me?" I didn't say, "I hated you." I said, "I loved you." And I forgave him. And that forgiveness helped me because I needed to let it go. See, the book of Psalms 145 says, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, and slow to anger, and he's great in mercy." We as people fail sometimes to show the compassion Jesus showed us. But remember, church, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs 10:12, "Hateth stirreth up strife, but love cover the multitude of all sins." That faith that you have in your family covers the alcoholic in your family. That faith that you have in your family covers the one that's a young man that's going down the wrong path that's doing drugs. That love that you have covers the multitude of their sins. That faith that you have, that person that walked out of the house of God and never came back, and you might think that they're never going to come back. I'm here to tell you today that our God is faithful and he can lead them back because of your faith. Our God is faithful and he can heal them because of your faith. I came here to preach to this church today because I love you and I want to let you know, love thy brother as thyself and you shall be set free. Forgive someone and you shall be set free. Show someone mercy and the Lord in heaven shall show you mercy. Love thy neighbor as thyself. It's because Jesus' compassion never fails. It never fails. Jesus' compassion never fails. Jesus healed a woman with the issue of blood. Jesus heals Peter's mother-in-law. Jesus heals a centurion's servant. Jesus heals 10 lepers. Jesus heals a man with a withered arm. Jesus heals a crippled woman's spine. Jesus heals 2 blind men. Jesus heals a paraplegic man. Jesus walks on water. Jesus turns water into wine. Jesus feeds 4,000 with 7 loaves and 2 fish. Amen. Jesus feeds 5,000 with 5 loaves and a few fish. Amen. Jesus calms the storms. Jesus calms the sea. But most of all, what Jesus does is he heals the sick and the brokenhearted, and he binds up their wounds. It's because the God that we serve, he sent his only begotten Son, and he is a faithful servant, and his name was Jesus, and he hung on the cross for all of our sins. So now is the time that we can forgive, so we can have the revival that God has promised his church. Because if we don't show forgiveness to the lost and the broken, they will leave the house of God, and they will leave broken, and they will never be healed. It's because Jesus's compassion never fails. And I came here to preach this into you today. Walk in love. Walk in forgiveness. Walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. If you have the Holy Spirit in you, you will forgive your brother. You will forgive your sister. And yes, you are your brother's keeper. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for everything, Jesus, that you do. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you do in this church. Thank you for everything you do in our families. Thank you for your mercy. His mercy is mercy is mercy. Jesus is so rich in mercy. And this is why I want to talk about this story in the Bible. I felt the Holy Spirit speak this to me. And it says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? What shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? And he answered and said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. And then Jesus said unto him, Thou hast answered right. Do this and thou shalt live. Thou shalt have life. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, Who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? And then Jesus answered him again. Jesus said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him, leaving him half dead. So here's a man traveling down to Jerusalem to Jericho. And this man is wounded and he's left for half dead. And by chance, there came a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Could you imagine seeing somebody that needed help, that was wounded, that was laying there dying? And the priest just says, I'll see you later. He walks by. Oh man, okay, yeah. I don't know where he was walking to, but he kept walking. So the guy walks by. And likewise, a Levite, when he saw him at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. I always found that interesting that there was two sides to this. And so he passes by. A man wounded. A man without his raiment. A man without all of his goods. Just laying there dying. And this man walks by. But a certain Samaritan, come into the church, we're going to heal you, brother. Come into the church, homeless man. Come into the church, drug addict. Come into the church, broken and lost, your raiments are gone. Come into the church. And as he journeyed, the Samaritan, when he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. This Samaritan saw him and had what? He had compassion on him. And he went to him. And he bound up his wounds, pouring oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn. And he took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out the pence, and gave to them the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest, spend us more, and I will come to repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest, thou was the neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves. And he said, he showed mercy on him. Go and do thou likewise. Jesus is calling the church to go to the community and bring him to the inn so they can be healed. So they can be changed, so they can be transformed. And he has called us to do this. Many are called, but few are chosen. And I came here to preach to Valley Heart to let you know you have been chosen in Rainier by the hand of the good God that stretched forth the same hand to Moses. And he has given you the rod, and the rod is the house of God. And now is the time for every person to have a passion to lead the broken in. Amen. It's because Jesus's compassion never fails. It's because every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord forever. Glory to God. I just come here to give my Lord glory. I just come here to give my God praise. I just come here to sing a song of praise. But most of all, I come here with a message for this church today to let you know when you forgive, you shall be forgiven. When you love, love will cover the multitude of sins in your family. It will cover the love of the church. You will put a covering in God's house. Love the people that come through this door, whether they're hard to get along with, whether they're hard to understand, whether they have different opinions. Love them, bind up their wounds, and then send them away so they can do the will of God. This is the end that God has created. This is the place where God has predestined people to come in so they can hear the word of God. We can't do anything without the word of God. We can't do anything without the Holy Spirit. We need to listen to what the Holy Spirit says. And I believe right now there's a ministering spirit in here right now that God wants me to tell you to let some things go in your life, to get along, to love your brother, to love your sister, to love your neighbor, to walk in God's peace, to walk in God's love, to walk in God's hope, but most of all, to walk in God's forgiveness. Whew. Amen. It's because Jesus' compassion never fails. Amen. Bam's gonna fail. I'm gonna let you down. I don't want to, but I'm gonna. People are gonna let us down. They're gonna hurt us. They're gonna scar us. They're gonna damage us. But Jesus will heal us. Jesus will change us. He is the great physician. He is the way maker. He is the promise keeper. He is the light in the darkness. If you want the light of God in your life and you think that you're operating in the spiritual gifts of the Lord, you better have forgiveness in your heart. Because if you don't have forgiveness, you have nothing. If you don't love your brother and your sister as the word of God tells you to, you have nothing. Love is what covers the multitude of our sins. I just wonder as people, if we had more compassion, how much more better the world would be. How much more better would the world be if we didn't sit around and argue about things that are irrelevant? If we didn't sit around pointing the finger at each other? If we didn't sit around blaming somebody for making us want to leave church? Your relationship with Christ is not based off of another person. It's based off of you and Jesus. Pastor Sam is not here to hurt anybody. She's here to teach you about the Word of God. And I promise you this, if you've ever felt hurt, you could go to her and she will show you grace and mercy and listen. The pastor's not here to hurt people. And that's not what they're trying to do. But sometimes we get hurt because the Word of God convicts us. Because the Word of God is to change us. We should all be changed every service. I want the Lord to take out a root of bitterness that's in my heart. I want the Lord to transform and change me. So when I go to my wife, I can hold her the way she needs to be held. So I can love my wife like the church. I want things to be changed in me daily. So when I take up the cross daily and I deny myself the things of this world, the Bible says, love not the things of the world or the love of the Father is not in you. Come on, church. I came here to preach to you about compassion. I came here to preach to you about hope. I came here to preach to you about mercy. But most of all, I came here to preach to you to let you know that if you forgive, you shall be forgiven. And the word of the Lord is tried. And the word of the Lord is strength. And the word of the Lord is powerful, and God's word will pierce your heart so deep and transform and change you, and you shall go from glory to glory, and the power of God shall rest upon your family from generation to generation. I come here in the mighty name of Jesus right now to rebuke any spirit of unforgiveness. I came here right now in the mighty name of Jesus to rebuke any spirit of not loving my brother and loving my sister. I came here right now in the mighty name of Jesus to tell this church it's time for revival. And how do you reach towards revival? You're already praying. You're already fasting. You're already laboring. But you need to take it a step further into a spiritual formation. And that's going in El Guape love. That's walking into a place saying, oh, I won't let what a person says affect me. I'll still walk for God. I'll still live for God. And I'll still serve the Lord. Amen. It's because Jesus' compassion never, never fails. Ephesians 4:32 says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. My mom's broken. She's drinking cough syrup until she passes out on the chair like this. Ugh. She's on medications. She sits in her chair and she's angry and she's bitter. But I have to show her love. When she yells, I have to show her a calm voice. When she's upset, I can't be upset. I have to love her. We have people in our family that are hard to love, people in our family that have hurt us. But if we hurt them back, we aren't being good Christians. God did not send us to hurt each other. God sent us to love each other. It doesn't matter what somebody's done to you. Show them the love of Christ and you'll lead them to heaven. Show them the love of our Father in heaven and the Son. And what they will see is they'll see the Holy Spirit in you. Don't let them see nasty things in you, because then you just killed your witness. Yeah. Let them see compassion. Yeah. Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear ye another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Not Bam's law, not Pastor Sam's law, not Brother Fred's law, but Christ's law. When we take up each other's burdens, we're fulfilling the law of Christ. If you have a problem and you're sick, I'm going to pray for you. If you need me to help you with my hands and labor for you, I will labor for you. If you need to call me and you need to talk about something, I will listen to you. If you need a ride to church, I will go and pick you up. We are supposed to take each other's burdens. If you're sick, I'm sick. If you're hurt, I'm hurt. We're supposed to help each other. People want their churches to grow. People want their ministries to grow. And they know the word. They can preach, they can teach, but they don't know true love. True love is loving the person that nobody loves. True love is loving the man that was stripped of his raiment. That because you helped him on the side of the road, you get nothing out of it. True love is going to a nursing home and preaching for 4 years and not getting one dime. True love is going to somebody's house and giving them a Bible study. True love, when somebody yells at you, is saying, "Okay, I understand you're upset." Instead of talking about people behind their back, we should be praying behind their back. Yes, I agree. Instead of gossiping about the church, we should be speaking beautiful things about how God has blessed this church. Amen. God has built a beautiful church here in Rainier, and God has made this church so strong. It's filled with anointing. It's filled with prayer. It's filled with mercy. It's filled with love. It's filled with the elders of the church. It's filled with the God of the Word of God. But most of all, it's filled with the Holy Spirit. And I came here to encourage this church today to let you know, walk in love, walk in peace, walk in harmony, walk together, pray together, love together, read the Word together. But most of all, go and win the souls of this city together.
I'm almost done. I'm almost done. 1 Peter 3:8 says, "Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be courteous." 1 Thessalonians 3:12 says, "And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do towards us." Let's listen to that again. "And the Lord make you to increase." Increase. I'm here today to let you know I want to see a double portion of anointing on this church. Amen. Yes. I have a feeling right now that people are going to forgive people that they weren't going to forgive. The Spirit's been lifted in the name of Jesus. I feel right now that people are going to walk out of here today in unity of faith, and they're going to love the people in the church more than they ever have before. I have a feeling that this church is going to do big things in this city and make the enemy so mad and make the enemy so tired, because you guys are going to win souls to the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The glory of God will be added to this church. Love will be added to this church. Hope and mercy will be added to this church. But most of all, will be added into the kingdom of God. Amen. We as people need more empathy. We need more patience. We as people need more long suffering. We need more meekness. We need to show more mercy. We need to show more grace. We need more prayer. We need more church. We need more fellowship. But most of all, we need more Jesus. Jesus's compassion is unmatched. He had compassion raising the widow's son. He healed the compassion weeping lady as Lazarus' tomb, healing the leper, feeding the hungry, healing the blind, healing the lady of the issue of blood. Hebrews 13:2 says, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware." There's some people in this city that God has sent that are angels, and we need to go unlock the door that God has to walk into that door. And as we walk into that door of love, and we bind up their wounds, and we bring them to the end, and the church begins to heal them, and God begins to save them, God will begin to put revival in this church, revival in your families, revival in your hearts. Come on, folks, Jesus is coming back like a thief in the night, and this is the time that he has called us to follow him, to live for him, to die for him. I'm willing to take up the cross and give everything in my life. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. Woo! Take that, devil. The devil's a liar. Amen. You are a great church. You are a great leader. You are destined for greatness. What if God put someone in your life for you to help and you walk by just like the priest or just like the Levite? We need to be like the Good Samaritan and help the lost and help the sick. See, the men that stole from this man going to Jerusalem took the man's belongings and left him for dead. But because of the Samaritans loved his neighbor as himself, he covered the sins of this man who almost killed the man going to Jerusalem. Love covers the multitude of sins. I just wonder, church, if you'll stand with me. And right now I want you to think about, because there's everybody in here has something. I do too. If you can just lift somebody up that's hard for you to get along with, or somebody you don't like, and you don't have to say it out loud, obviously, but you can just lift it up in your mind, in your heart, and just ask Jesus to heal that today. A church that stays together, a church that prays together, a church that works together is a church that makes it. And the only way to make it is to forgive. And the only way to make it is by his compassion. Let's lift our voices and just pray. Lord, we thank you. I just pray, Father, that your spirit would come down upon us, Lord, and you would heal things in our lives. Your word says that love covers the multitude of sins. Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for my faults and my failures. Lord, help me love people more. Help me be more considerate of their feelings. Help me be more compassionate. Hebrews 10:12 says, "But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God." 1 Peter 2:24 says, "He himself bare our sins in his body on a tree that we might die to sin and live righteously." 1 John 9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us." I'm going to say that again. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Jesus's compassion has never failed. I know this church wants to see more people saved. I know this church wants to see families in here grow. I know this church has people right now in your lives that aren't going to church. They're not with God. It could be your brother. It could be your son. It could be your wife. It could be your dad. Oh, Lord, help us all today, love. I'm telling you right now, church, your love will lead them to Christ. You throwing the word at them will not lead them to Christ, but you loving them will. You showing them the mercy that somebody showed you to lead you to the house of God will lead them to. Remember the mercy you were shown by the Father in heaven. Oh, God, we praise you in here. Oh, Lord, we worship you in here. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I pray right now in your mighty name that you touch every single person here, Lord. Oh, Lord, I pray that you touch every heart in here, Lord. This altar's open if you want to pray. This altar's open if you want to pray. He's calling people to draw near to him. All you have to do is ask him to be the Lord of Lords in your life. His compassion is for his children. Jesus died for us, and God sent his only son to be the sacrifice of our sins. The book of Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God." John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 17, "For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that through the world he might be saved." And now he's using us to help his kingdom. Father, I just pray right now, Lord, that you will strengthen this church in every way possible, that you will strengthen this church in unity of faith, Lord, and not the idea that we have of unity of faith, but the idea that comes from only you, Father. Father, I pray that we're submissive and obedient to everything you want, Lord. I pray that hearts are healed today. I pray any sicknesses right now that are on anybody's body, I pray them out with faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray for healings in this church physically. I pray for healings in this church spiritually. If there's anybody that's been hurt in this church right now, I pray that you heal their heart right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you put your love right now, Lord, because your love covers the multitude of sins. Oh, Jesus, we praise you and worship you. God's compassion never fails. God's compassion never fails. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Strengthen us, Lord. Strengthen us in unity, Father. Strengthen us in unity, Father. That's it. There's something inside a heart right now that needs to come out in the name of Jesus. There's something right now. There's a sickness in somebody's body that needs to leave. Remember, he's the healer. He's the healer. Don't put your faith in the world. Put your faith in the physician. Oh, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and glorify you. We thank you and glorify you. Oh, Lord, thank you for your spirit in here today. Oh, Lord, thank you for your spirit in here today. Jesus, you're worthy. Jesus, you're worthy.